All right, we're good. We're recording.
You're in charge, right? Aren't you the
Yep, okay. Ready. Just call the order, the meeting to order. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to take roll call. Looks like myself,
Terry,
Charlotte,
and Charlotte are a present. Okay, public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, no action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council by majority vote. Approval of the minutes for June 13th.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for June 13th, 2017.
Second.
I approve. Okay, we'll go with the agenda for today. Okay, let's go with the report from the fire department.
Did you approve the agenda?
Do we approve it? Yes, I approve it.
Well, you all have to approve it.
Approve it?
Yes.
Well, is it my turn?
It's your turn now.
All right. Ken Smith, Sand Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Last month, we ended up with 8 medical calls, 3 fires, 2 brush fires. Short of that, everything's out.
Cool.
Any other questions?
How about a report from Metro?
Hey there, Sergeant Z. Everything's hunky dory.
All right. Any
questions or comments?
Do you want to handle the Sandy Valley? Nothing? Nothing to report? Shauna, Parks and Recs, you want anything to report?
I am doing open rec 1 to 5 on Mondays and 12 to 3 on Thursdays. And volleyball on Mondays in the multi-purpose room next Monday from 9 to 11.
Okay. Receive a report from you.
So we had a couple things. I don't know if anybody drove by the location in Gene where they're planning the new Terrible's, but today they have their dust permit up and they put up fencing over the past couple weeks. The site is fenced off now. So we're going to start moving dirt, which is the beginning of the process. So it's going to happen. It's very exciting. I don't have any timelines for breaking ground or any timelines for completion, but that's a big step. The fact that they have their dust permit is one of the first steps. So that's good. Peace Park, we got the administrative notice to proceed was issued on June 19th for the well, which that's a big project. That the park is a big project, but the first thing we have to do is the well. That's really what helped us get federal funding for the project is improving the water system. And so that's the expected drilling rig will be on site on or before August 17th. So In August, you'll be seeing a big well driller out here. It's going to be drill our new well that hopefully will be an improvement so they won't compete anymore and we'll get good water flow here on the site. And one thing that has come up over the months or over the years is the shooting area along Sloan that we all drive by every day and see the shooting area. I think I told this group before that we had passed regulations in county code that has to be set back half a mile, and so you'll be seeing in the next, hopefully the next few weeks, signs go up indicating that the shooters have to be half a mile back, and we'll be starting enforcement on that. So Metro and BLM are partnering, and it's a great partnership that we have with Metro, BLM, NHP, and the county to start working on that. So hopefully we'll see some changes here. And I believe that's all I have. Unless there's any questions for me. Oh, and Sunday was my 5 years in the job, so thank you all for, you guys are my first meeting that I came to.
Congratulations.
I know, and I'm now a resident, so it's I've come a long way since I first came out here. So I went from owning no horses to 4. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but all right.
Okay, planning zoning for Oro Amigo Mining Company. We have someone here want to do
you
a presentation.
Need, you need to read that. Yeah,
okay. It's UC 517 Oro Amigo Mining Company LLC. The use permit for the purpose of a heliport consisting of 3 helipads, design and review for modifications to approved recreational facilities, outdoor shooting range, proposed heliport on 71.4 acres in a RU rural open land zone, generally located 600 feet east of Kingston Road, 3.4 miles northeast of Quartz Avenue within Sandy Valley.
My name is Bob Modestock. Last name spelled F as in Frank, AHNDESTOCK. I'm in Vertical Aviation and Fly Sun City. And we are the ones requesting the permit for the heliport at the Oro Amigo mine site. We have multiple locations for the helipads, one is down in the entrance. The vertical elevation on the property is from the highest point to lowest point is over 1,000 feet. Most of our targets are up in the mountains here, so we want to have a heliport up in the mountains so we can land there to service and support the targets for both to put the targets in place, but also to service the different places we shoot. We have a EPA standard we need to clean up for the targets. The other helipad is also down close to the road. The issue with the mine side is the vertical winds, especially with a big mountain like this, so the winds come from all different directions, and with multiple locations for the heliports, we can land in the best spot depending on the wind. And that's about it as far as any questions.
Yes, I have several questions I'd like to ask. First off, in the application, it talks about that you do not plan to, I guess this would be for the other one, but it still kind of it has to do with all of you, so. My question is, you say that you're not going to be doing any operation or any business out of the other heliport?
At the ranch?
Uh-huh.
That's correct.
Okay. What's your definition? But you say operations. So tell me what your definition is of operations on at that site.
Yeah, our plan is, and she's speaking in regards to the Sand Valley Airport. We want to keep our helicopter at the airport. There's an FBO there that's designed for people to land and gas their aircraft or store their aircraft. What we want to do is we want to be able to land at the airport and keep the aircraft at the airport.
You're doing that now?
We are.
Right. So what's the difference then?
Well, there's a kind of a long history and story with the airport and as far as the heliport goes. Mm-hmm. The FAA originally approved the heliport at the airport. Mm-hmm. It didn't clearly define where on the airport it was to be placed, and normally they don't give a specific location. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to give a specific location where we want to land at the airport. The aircraft have been landing there for 30 years. Helicopters have been landing there for 30 years. We're just trying to have it where it's been brought up, and everybody gets a chance to give input on it and utilize that spot that's already been approved. But the last helicopter that I know of was landing at the airport was landing at the same facility servicing the mine. And so what we try to do is we try to just bring it out to where we'd like to have the community's input on what we're doing and make sure that everybody's on board. So we've gone to the homeowners association at the airport. We had a meeting. It was discussed. It was voted on. And what they agreed to do was give us like a 4-month trial run just to see the impact, positive or negative, and just allow us to operate out there and just see how it goes and see if they're okay with it.
And that was with the full board, not just the executive board?
That was a board meeting, and it was voted on.
Okay. So what assurance do we have that you say that your crew will be coming in and out, you know, possibly 4 times, plus lunch hours, plus at nighttime?
No, night.
No, you said, yes, and here it says nighttime for maintenance of the helicopter.
Would be in the hangar working on.
Right.
No flying at night.
No, but you're talking about that you still would be coming in to the FBO, right?
Driving.
So, and you say crews and staff. So you have absolutely no intention of having tourists coming in with the crew or the staff to fly out of the FBO ever?
Yeah. So what happened was in 2016, when we first thought of doing this, we went to the same facility and we were thinking about doing that specifically that. And we got to know people at the airport and just kind of realized it's a gym and people really like living there, and it's kind of that they are out here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of felt like we were encroaching on that. So we didn't really want to bring tourists in and turn it into commercial operation. So at that point, we decided it's not something we want to do, and have decided as a company we're not going to pursue that.
So what assurance can we have that on the record that you will not ever have tourists coming in to the Sky Ranch FBO?
We have no plans for that.
Well, that's a difference between you don't have any plans today of doing it, but in 3 years, 5 years.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is I own a company, and 10 years from now, I'm not sure who might own this company and what their intentions may be. So to guarantee that for the rest of the existence of the world that we'll never want to come in there, I can't give you that guarantee. But I know that as long as I own it and I operate it, I have no desire to do that. The thing about it is that the key to this is that when you fly the aircraft, when you pull a lever up and you take off flying, it starts costing money. Mm-hmm. So it's much more efficient for us to fly off of our property as it is to fly out of the airport. So if I fly out of the airport, from a financial standpoint, from a business standpoint, and this is one of the things that is not a guarantee, but from a financial standpoint of a business, it would make sense to not switch, is the cost to fly 3 passengers from the airport to the mine and shoot and then come back. Compared to being on the property and shooting, there's a major financial difference. So the other thing is too is we have people at the airport, at the mine site that will be on the ground monitoring the flight, as opposed to someone that's back here at the airport. So it's nice just to be at the mine, with the aircraft and have the passengers go there.
And so my next question is, if this was not approved, what would you do?
Well, I currently have the ability to fly to the Gene Airport, to fly to the Henderson Airport, McCarran Airport, Oklahoma City Airport. Again, those are, it costs a lot more money to do it because the flight time is so much more. But those are the options, are, you know, to go somewhere else and try to get a heliport someplace else. The thing about it is like, just recently we were robbed. We had some stuff up there and people broke in and stole all of our stuff. So the Sandy Valley Airport is a much safer place to be. So that's another reason that it's better to be in the airport. I mean, you have facilities to wash your aircraft, you have a hangar, you have, you know, just all the amenities that you have in town compared to being on the mine site, which is, it's much more limited. So as far as hangar storage and hangar maintenance and, you know, in order to work on the aircraft, you have to have a computer, you have to go online to look at the manuals. It's just, it's much more of a better situation, safer situation for the aircraft to be maintained and stored there.
Shall we vote on it?
Well, I guess that, don't you have to ask the...
Do what you would.
Open public comment.
Yeah, I have some comments. I'm a resident of Skyranch Estates. My name is Kevin McMahon. And I just have a couple of concerns. One of them is that do we really need the permit to be called from the county heliport? What exactly does that mean? Does that mean that it is a passenger carrying place? Is that designation going to stick? Do you have to have that designation to be able to do what you want to do? And the reason I'm saying that, we were both at the meeting, people of Sky Ranch do not want to have a commercial operation run out of there with tourists. So we want to keep the horse in the barn. We don't want to get a permit and then later on somebody move in and say, hey, there's already a permit for a heliport, so we can use this as a heliport and bring in customers. So that's probably the main thing that I'm looking for.
Yeah, in order to go there, we have to go through the entire process. In other words, I couldn't get this heliport approved and then tomorrow start commercial operations. If I were to start commercial operations, I have to go through the permit. This is very specifically stated, it's just for storage. And so the airport's been used for this already. I'm just trying to legitimize, you know, and be upfront and open about what we're trying to do. So, and that probably could have taken place already. And could, you know, of course, it might be shut down because they need proper permits. But in order to do what you're talking about, I would need to go back to get a permit to run commercial operations out there. And the thing about this is the way the airport was built and designed and stuff, you know, commercial operation like that would be very difficult to get past. It's my opinion. That's not the reason that I didn't pursue it, but I had to feel that anybody else in my life came in to try and do this. I have quite a bit of difficulty in the past because it's a residential neighborhood. And that thing too is for us, we wanted to do some flights in and out there just to kind of see what the impact is on the airport. And so we have been doing some flying out of there, and I personally haven't been getting any calls or complaints about it, but we're trying to do our best to both land in the park and land with its least amount of impact as far as flying over houses and flying over livestock and animals and stuff like that. So we're trying to do our best for noise abatement and just safety in general. And the other thing too is the aircraft that's being stored and flying in on the airport. You're not having any weapons mounted on the aircraft when you come in. You don't have any weapons mounted on the aircraft when you depart. And so we're not flying over any business areas with an aircraft. All of our flights have range officers on board who controls the weapon and the ammo. And the majority of them are ex-military trained.
You might tell them that they would have to go through the whole owner's board to
put a commercial thing there too, so they have a homeowners association board in between them and you at that time as well.
As well, yeah. So I think that, you know, I wasn't really deterred by the fact that I had to go to try to get the operation there. For me as a business owner, I just need to meet the residents and talking to so many people out there. It just seemed to me like it wasn't the right thing to do. So that's why we just moved away from the idea of buying out there commercially and just for maintenance and storage. And I personally would love to just be on the mine with my helicopter and my own hangar and everything. But the problem with that is that, you know, I probably wouldn't have a helicopter or blade or radio or I would be missing half my helicopter within the first week.
If your car falls and no one cash will be with zero.
It'll be gone.
So I don't know if you're interested, but per Title 30, the definition of a heliport means any area used or to be used for the landing or takeoff of helicopters, hot air balloons, or other steep gradient aircraft capable of hovering, and shall include any and all of the area or buildings which are appropriate to accomplish these functions. So for Title 30, a heliport does not promise any commercial operations. It's just because we've had heliports come into the county that are for private property. And there's nothing commercial about that person wanting to land a helicopter at their house. So the heliport is just for the landing and takeoff of the helicopter.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Give his hand. So my name's Edgar Patino. I'm at NV Energy, PATINO, my last name. Address is 6226 West Sahara Avenue. Thank you for the opportunity. We did review the backup earlier today on this item, and we noticed that a letter that we had submitted wasn't included. I don't know if you actually received it. If you didn't, I'll be happy to provide you with some copies of it. I won't read through it. I'll let you read through it at your leisure, but I'll point out some of the highlights. NV Energy does indeed have some 12,000 volt power poles that go through the subject property. They've been in that current existing alignment since 1957. NV Energy has been in communications with Bison City trying to reach an agreement so that the power lines and the proposed use can indeed coexist, and so we're not opposed to the use. Our end goal at End Energy would be to figure out how to coexist with the use. I wanted to make that clear. But that said, we have tried to negotiate an acceptable access agreement with the applicant, and we've been unable to do so, and I'll tell you why that's really important. First of all, that line that has power that goes through there is the single source of electricity for Santa Valley. So you should know and be aware of that.
Well, it needs to be fixed.
And so one of the things that we would seek for in this access agreement that we would like would be reasonable access to our facilities that will allow NV Energy to inspect, maintain, and if necessary, perform repairs to the distribution line to provide service to our customers in Sandy Valley. And number two, provide for adequate safety of personnel dispatched, inspect, maintain, and if necessary, perform the repairs on our distribution line. And so what we're coming here to this town advisory board today would be to respectfully request that the county suspend further action on the application pending NV Energy's review of the applicant's operating and safety plans and negotiation of this access agreement that I'm describing to you with the applicant, recognizing that the continuity of service to Sandy Valley and the safety of NV Energy employees are indeed paramount. When we did review the backup, we noticed that there was a little clause in there that said that if it was approved, it would be under a set of conditions. I don't know if you plan on approving this today. That would not be our preference, but if you did, then we would respectfully ask that you add a condition to those conditions that you currently currently have listed, which would be that the applicant cannot commence operations until an access and maintenance agreement has been executed between the applicant and NV Energy as to ensure the safety of the utility personnel working in the area and also to ensure continuity of electric service to the residents of Sandy Valley. And I'll be happy to answer any additional questions you might have.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you supply all of Sandy Valley. Can you elaborate on how many homes you do supply here?
That's for you.
That's for you.
Because my power's up quite often, and I'm on the smallest portion of Sandy Valley, and I'm having trouble distinguishing an aircraft that is very capable of picking a person off of a mountain versus an airplane in the wind meandering. So I'm all fine with safety, and I'm all fine with the better of Sandy Valley. I don't understand your concern with controlled vertical flight in an airport that's already got aircraft flying.
Okay.
Well, this is different.
This one's
different. This is strictly for the mine itself.
This is for the mine,
not
okay.
for the.
I apologize. And I have an actually it's in that picture. There's an exhibit in the picture that outlines where the lines go through that property. And if you needed additional detail, I have some info on how many poles and are along that line.
So you're saying that you need them to get with you, get with the Nevada Energy, and get
An access agreement that would, in essence, make us more comfortable for those couple of reasons. One, we need an access agreement simply for the matter of maintenance. So, for example, in the last handful of days, you've had some outages in Sandy Valley. NV Energy was unable to access the property to do inspection of the poles so that we could determine what those problems are so that we could maybe fix them to ensure a reliable power system for Sandy Valley. So, that access agreement would talk about how we would gain access. Hopefully we'd be able to get those safety plans and operating plans, which are important to us if we're going to have vehicles and folks trying to go through that area to provide service for the power or for Sandy Valley. And again, in general, just the safety of our personnel, which happens to be a number one operational priority. Period.
How was the site accessed before? Because it's been private property the whole time.
Yeah.
We have accessed in the past. I just saw correspondence from some of our linemen who had inspected that line, I think, a couple years ago. So we have accessed it in the past.
Yeah, without permission.
Well, NV Energy has prescriptive rights today for the power lines to go through there.
Well, I think your point must be moot if you have prescriptive ability to go there regardless.
I would say this is something that needs to be negotiated outside of here. This is
beyond our purview.
I would like to add that so whenever we decided to do this, the power lines were obviously a concern of ours as well. And for the same reasons that he's talking about. And so we contacted NV Energy directly. I called them, had a hard time even getting a meeting set up. I finally got a meeting set up. I drove to their facility. I've met with them probably two or three times. I've been corresponding with them via email for probably 6-8 months.
Bob, can you, if somebody wanted, could they see some of that email thread to recognize?
Certainly.
So maybe they're dropping the ball?
Well, what I ran into was this, is that major concerns for us with anybody on the property when we're shooting. We have a power line running through it. It supplies power to some of the people that have houses here. So, you know, we all want power to our houses, and I want to be the first one to give them access to the property. So when we first walked the property, what I found was a lot of rubbish from NV Energy. And one of the things they left there was a transformer, which we all know what's inside transformers. It's highly caustic stuff. And so they had been doing work on this property for years, throwing all their trash right where they left it, including hazardous waste. When they picked up the transformer without my permission getting access to the property, I asked him, if you're going to move it, before you move it, what needs to happen is you need to take samples of the dirt where it's been sitting for probably a large number of years. So I've heard nothing about if they even took samples or what the report was back, if it was leached into the dirt, which I may be responsible for it one day because it's our property. I then, you know, was happy that it was removed. I pointed out there's still a lot of rubbish out there. If there's guys wanting access to it, the first thing they can do is come out and clean up their trash. I then went to the next stage, which is, okay, let's work together on this. And the email thread will show how I am being more than accommodating to MB Energy, which is not the most friendly company to deal with. My concern is that if they're getting access to the property, which we want them to gain access anytime they want to, is to first notify us so we can cease operations.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they're going to be on our property, and it's our property, I want to make sure that they've named us additional insured and indemnified us. So I gave them a number of things that needed to happen. And to this date, I have not received back any kind of confirmation that they're going to do anything other than want to look at our emergency response plans and how we operate, what we're doing. It's like, it's not what we're doing that concerns me, it's what they're doing that concerns me because it's our property. I want the power line to supply power, I want them to have access to it. We did get a call when the fire was going on this past weekend. For a guy who wanted to gain access to it, he said, I'm going to call me on the phone, says, I'm going to cut your chain and gain access to your property. It's like, okay, but I've been negotiating in good faith with your company for months without any kind of resolution. And so I'm all for working with MBMG to gain, let them have access to it. One of my concerns is let's say that they want to do something to the power line, routine maintenance. When I shut my operation down, it costs me money. Now, if they come to me and say, I want to gain access to your property, we're going to power line for the next 2 months, and I'm shut down for 2 months, then obviously that's a financial hardship for me that I can't afford to take. But I can't negotiate with them to get any kind of, you know, forward progress to where I know that they won't shut me down for 2 or 3 months. So the guy I've been dealing with is Colin Parle with MB Energy. He seemed to be working towards some sort of resolution, and then the last email I got was from another VP who said, we need to come and inspect everything you're doing and how you're doing it and what you're doing. It's like, okay, but you're an energy company and I'm a helicopter company, so I'm not sure how you would know what I'm doing is right or wrong or anything else.
It would.
Let's just figure out how we can get your guys access to their property and let's make this thing happen. Maybe it's just insured, identify us. Let's set up some sort of schedule where we, you know, or a method that you guys can get onto the property and maintain the line. So I'll be happy to share those emails, and I would be happy to work with your company to get it resolved. But they're not in charge. I'm not in charge. It's a mutual thing for the community to have power. So it can't be that we're the big guys and you're the little guy and you have to do what we say, because what we're doing is something that needs to be controlled and done in a safe manner, and I'm ready to move forward if you guys are.
So how soon could you come up with, an agreement?
Well, before this meeting, probably, a week or so ago, I sent them back the thing that we had basically drawn up and said, what's the status of this? Where can we go from here? How can we get this thing resolved? And they're not talking to me. So
because this here was sent to you on June the 30th. Is the date of this letter?
I believe
this
was sent to staff.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you sent it to staff. Okay.
But I have not seen this. And the commissioner's office has not had a chance to work on this. And you just called me today for the first time. So I think there's an opportunity to work on this, but we have not been given the opportunity.
So then I would move for approval with the condition then that you would need to come up with agreement, because
we have
a responsibility on this board for the residents of Sandy Valley. And so having said that, I would feel horrible if something happened and you know, as far as anyone that's an NV Energy customer. I happen to have Valley Electric, but I know that there are a lot. In fact, you have, I think, NV Energy.
Yeah, I do.
Energy.
And I do too.
Yeah. So I would move to approve the UC0500-17 with the condition that you come up with a written agreement. Okay, yes. Applicant shall not commence operations until an access and maintenance agreement has been executed between the applicant and NV Energy. Well, we can't do this because they're already.
Yeah.
So there's they're already working out of there.
This
is just approval for the heliport.
Yeah, this is not for the mine. This is for the heliport.
So I guess what I would do is approve with the condition that you all work together for the betterment of the NV Energy residents.
If I may, I'm not an attorney. Claim to be one, but the way that you stated that, we could never come to an agreement, and operations and everything that has to do with the shooting could and would commence absent an agreement, the way that you worded it.
Right.
The shooting's already commenced.
Yeah,
they're already doing it. So you would have to say
and this is a
recommendation.
This is a recommendation. There's a two-step process after this, Planning Commission and Board of County Commissioners. We can get together and talk about this outside of this forum where we can actually make some decisions and do some things. So I think our condition is sufficient because we know how to move forward, and it's a recommendation.
So you would go to the Planning Commission then.
Well, I promise this to the community, though, that we want these guys to have access to the power lines. We want them to be inspected. We want the service to be provided to the valley. So we're definitely on board with making that happen. I just have to make sure that we're indemnified, how harmless, the crews contact us. I think what I stated in the letter to them and repeatedly asked them to approve needs to be approved. We can move forward. So.
May I ask for you to read what the condition was so that I'm clear? Was it that first part? I don't know.
On here?
I don't know your condition, whatever.
My condition was just that basically that you all come up to something that is in the best interest of the Sandy Valley NV Energy residents. But again, like Megan said, there's nothing that this is just an advisory committee. There's nothing that we can do here. You would have to take this to the Clark County Planning Commission, which is like Megan said, is the next step.
And the Board of County Commissioners. That's final action at board.
And that's over a month away, so I'm sure if Colin gets a hold of me, we can work something out. We were so close before, so if it just falls through and you know, I'm sure we can work something out.
So my recommendation is then that we approve the UC-0500-17 for the proposed heliport consisting of three helipads.
I second it.
Call for a vote.
I'm going to call for a vote and I second it.
All in favor?
In favor?
Now the next one.
All right, let's go with UC-0501-7, Clark Richard L. Elaine Family Trust use permit for the purpose of heliport in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 0.09 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the south side of East Eagle Avenue, 2,000 feet west of Miami Street within Sandy Valley. Somebody wish to comment? Presentation?
Give
a presentation?
Yeah, I don't know what most you work for board, but it's you know, it's the airport, it's Dick and Elaine's property on Eagle Drive. And all we're wanting to do is land their facility and put the aircraft in the hangar tonight. and then take off in the morning and go service our shooting range during the day.
So assuming you flew every day.
What's that?
Assuming you flew
every day. Yeah, yeah. We obviously we're not flying every day right now. We'd love to. But our plan is we have scheduled two flights. We have a flight scheduled at 9 o'clock in the morning. We have a flight scheduled at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're daytime only. We'd only be departing and landing at the airport to service our range. The flights that would take place on the property at the mine site would be the multiple flights, but as far as in and out of their place, it would only be just to leave in the morning and come back in the afternoon. As far as the utilization of the, when you utilize the hangar for security of our aircraft and for washing it and maintaining it, log page, doing the log book, and just doing the normal things you do with the helicopter post flying.
Any questions, comments?
I'm catching up, I'm sorry, I came in late. So what kind of helicopter is this and provisions for fuel? Do you need Jet A in the pursuit?
We do. We have a trailer, Jet A trailer. We have two types of helicopters, a Robinson R-22, R-44, and an A-Star, an Airbus AS-350D2.
Okay.
One's piston, ab gas, and one's jet fuel, turbine. Yeah.
So the 350 is wheeled, so you can taxi on the runway if necessary, whatever. And the Robinson, you were just land for a specific location?
Actually, both aircraft are on skids. And we have work wheels for both aircraft. So once the aircraft lands, we put the wheels on it and then roll it into the hangar.
Okay. You answered my question.
Yes?
I thought you had just said that you didn't need to use the airport for anything.
Well, the airport, we don't need to use the airport for commercial operations. As far as bringing tourists to the airport, mounting the gun, the helicopter to the airport, and then flying from the airport with a commercial tourist, we only want to use the airport for just landing there and storing the aircraft. So in other words, there won't be any tourists on board. It'll only be the pilot or range officer or someone there to help service the aircraft. Then, so once we depart the airport, we land at the property, and all the commercial stuff takes place at the property, not at the airport.
Well, I thought you had talked about putting a hangar up there.
Well, I would like to just operate off my property at the Oro Amigo mine. The problem is that it doesn't appear to be safe to keep anything up there, especially $1 million helicopter. So we're trying to find safe storage for the aircraft at night, place to maintain it with electricity, water, just the basic services. There's power running through the property. I'm not sure if any energy might drop a line for me now, but I could drill a hole in the ground for water. But all that is a lot of expense and cost, and the airport's right here, and it just seems to make sense to keep it at the airport.
Yes. Do you have to pay for your service at the airport to store it there?
Oh, yeah.
So you're generating income for the airport?
Yes. Oh. I also want to employ people in Sandy Valley for a variety of different things to get operational. So we'd like to hire more people to do stuff for us. So
you have an application?
You want to tell them that the airport has had a new report by the FAA. Somehow we slipped through the cracks and Clark County did not approve it.
Right.
And so that's we're playing catch up.
Right.
The helicopter on to the airport.
Yeah,
since 1991, I have been the airport has been approved.
Yes, so there's been helicopters running at the airport for years. We're just trying to, and there actually is approval from the FAA and from Clark County, just not in this specific location. I've flown for 40 years. I've landed at all different types of airports. I've never heard of any airport having a specific location for the heliport, because once it's generally approved, you can land anywhere on the airport with an aircraft. An aircraft is a dirigible, a light air balloon, a helicopter, an airplane, an ultralight, anything that flies. The main thing is we're trying to just get everybody involved. And if there's major opposition to this, then we don't want to kind of ruffle the feathers. But if it's going to work for everybody, if it makes sense, then we want to be in Sandy Valley operating.
This is a side note, and I remember when you guys came months and months ago to just talk about what to correct me if I'm wrong, did you say that your pilots aren't also EMT?
No.
Or somebody's an EMT?
Well, all of our guys have first aid training. A lot of them, you know, they're military vets, so they have extensive background in that type of emergency response stuff. But we don't have a medevac helicopter or that sort of thing. But we have definitely covered those bases as far as first aid kits and the potentials for what you might run into and trying to address that as well.
I'd like to clarify to what the gentleman asked. The airport itself is not actually receiving income from this. The owners of the commercial
And that's the whole idea of the airport. The airport was designed for residential areas, and they also designed a specific spot in the airport for commercial operations. And so all we're trying to do is just provide that commercial operator with some income.
That's so does anybody know that commercial owner, do they pay taxes here? Okay, so it is generating revenue for the
Yes. And we really want to be a player in the community. You know, we hope to come out here and be involved in the community activities and offer our services. So we're hoping to establish and be a good neighbor.
And if you notice, when Mercy comes out, they're on this end of the valley, they land at the airport, they turn over here, they land on the ball field. So, and regardless of what happens, I don't care if it's totally little perfect, not they can land there any time.
And the kind of a misconception with the helicopters too is, you know, the higher you are, the less noise you're going to hear. But all that does is just displace the noise even more. So what we're doing is we're flying at a lower level, a legal level, but we're trying to keep the noise down and trying to avoid flying over houses and doing what we've been trained to do, which is called a flight enabling program for aviators. And that's what we're following is that whole rules and regs and trying to minimize noise and avoid any kind of.
I do have to say one thing because I've seen a demonstration of them, of their operation. The helicopter really isn't making any more noise than the other aircraft out there on the runway. If you're looking at the house Saturday morning, sit on the front porch and listen to the planes take off, more than welcome to. The helicopter's probably the quietest thing out there. As far as a shooting operation, unless you really know what you're listening for, you can't even hear gunshots.
The other thing,
it's really almost going to no impact on the community.
The other thing we need to do as far as Clark County goes is when we first decided to do this project, we went to Metro, went to the BLM, we went to the fire department, we went to all the major players in town, and I have a picture here with the gentleman's in charge of TSA, supplies all the funds for the valley. We flew him, and this is all the main guys in charge of the Metro and everybody else. And so they came to our facility, they watched our operation, they actually flew, they went and shot the gun, and they were all very happy with the way we were doing things. And when we hooked up with these guys, they give us a lot of information that helps us, you know, screen people and just helps us look out for things that they are well aware of and trained on. And so we've had many visits from those guys. They give us lots of tips, lots of pointers. The Airborne Division of Metro came by, the chief pilot and a couple other guys, and we've been pretty well vetted. And we did we requested that ourselves. That was not something that they came and said, "Here are you guys, what are you doing?" We want everybody to know who we are, what we're doing, how we're doing it, and we want to get input from people to, as we go along, to make changes to keep it safe and to make sure that we have a happy neighborhood with what we're doing. We integrate, you know, in a peaceful manner.
Anything else? Anyone else? Okay.
Thanks for your time.
I make a motion that we approve this UC-050117.
You want to take a vote on it? I approve.
I approve.
Okay. All right. We have any general business we need to take care of?
No.
Good. Okay. Okay, this period, the comments by general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's council jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your name, your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or board, council, or majority vote. Anyone more?
Gail Beckman, B-E-C-K-M-A-N. I'm at 3220 Sioux Street, and I put together the Happenings newspaper out here, and also I'm an event coordinator at Keystone. Keystone's having a health and happiness expo on Saturday the 19th. Love to have a helicopter there. I want the fire truck there if we could too. It's going to be a mini water park. We're going to do the same pools, the dunk tank, and the slip and slide we had for 4th of July. We're going to have kids' activities outside, and inside is mini presentations from people like, electricians, one guy that does fire safety. We're going to bring someone out to fill fire extinguishers. United Blood Services is coming, and we have two special guest speakers. One guy survived brain cancer and tells how he did it with food and changes in his life. And another gal is a licensed intuitive, Mystic Mona. So it should be a fun day of all kinds of speeches and events indoors and outdoors. So let me know if you're interested. We need money too. So if anyone can donate toward it, it lands on Saturday, August 19th. And it runs 10 to 4. Senior breakfast will happen beforehand, and we have a play date rodeo thing starting at 5, so we'll have an all day out in Sandy Valley. Any questions?
Intuitive, is that same thing as a psychic?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else?
Christine Brown, Sandy Valley, Community Church. We have VBS going on next week, and it's for all ages. It's from 5 to 9, and we will be feeding dinner, and we'll just be teaching you guys about the Bible. So it's really cool. The following week, the Baptist Church has theirs, and it's from 9 in the morning until 12 in the afternoon. So anybody that wants to come to any of those things is welcome. I'll switch hats and I'll put on my 4-H hat. We wanted to thank everybody for all of the things that we had so much support at 4th of July. And so you guys really supplied us with the funds that we need to take our group on a camping trip. So thank you. And I think that's all for now.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
The Senior Center's pancake breakfast is coming Saturday the 15th. It runs from 8 until 10:30. And they should also have the
farmer's market
in the back of it.
Okay. Anyone else?
I just have a question. At our next Good Springs CAC meeting, which is 2 weeks from tonight, we have representatives coming out from the Nevada Health District, to talk about septic tanks and keeping them maintained and stuff like that. Is that something that you guys would be interested in having a presentation on? Okay, then I will skip that one. Okay, thank you.
Does anyone else like to say something?
I wanted to ask a question to you. Just a buy from everybody. Has anybody been successful in installing solar systems in their properties and in our daily league? I'm totally new to this. So I wanted to hear here in Sandy Valley how people have approached this and if it is possible or if it still applies like in Las Vegas where legally and economically it's prohibited to install solar systems.
Well, they just approved it.
Yeah, I think it's been approved recently
in Las Vegas.
It depends on if you're within Nevada Energy.
And they do that.
Nice.
Yeah, Valley Electric, Nevada. Which side of the valley you live on? You live with the Nevada?
It's a property that hasn't been developed, but it's at the airport. So I'm just
by Valley Electric.
Okay.
You don't want to pay
there. Thank you, guys.
Anyone else? Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn.
All right.